Good morning, Pastor Connor.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
And it is the morning after Share-a-thon.
Yes.
It's hard to believe that it's over.
Yes, sir, it is.
Of course, it is in the history books, and it has certainly been historical what the Lord has done in the past week. And we are amazed. We are grateful beyond words. And we are still hearing all that the Lord has done. And so during this week, I try to do a little bit of a recap of some things that Share-a-thon has been. And of course, the word Share-a-thon is a compound word, the word share, and then the connecting letter A, and then thon, T-H-O-N. A marathon is where you run or do something for a long time, and then a triathlon is where you do three things, you know, like a race. Well, a share-a-thon is where you share for a long time. For a week, folks have been sharing. And so, and I always start share-a-thon out. I got it from Billy Kelly. He used to say, it's camp meeting time. And with a big loud voice, and he'd holler, it's camp meeting time. Well, I do the same thing with share-a-thon. It's share-a-thon time. And so I want to take in the thought this week, what is share-a-thon time? What happened during share-a-thon? And the letter S, I'm going to use an acrostic, I start out with, I believe, the most important thing. 2 Corinthians 6:2, the Bible says, for he saith, I have heard thee in an accepted time, or a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The most important thing on earth is the salvation of the souls of mankind. And I'm glad to report that this year has been no exception. Salvation has always been the focus and the focal point of Share-a-thon. This year, we had one of the young men who preached testify that it was during Share-a-thon 3 years ago that he got under conviction, went home, and trusted Christ as his Savior. A number of people made pledges in honor of their salvation, and the dates are Share-a-thon dates. We had, I think I asked for a show of hands, and there were several people last week that had gotten saved during Share-a-thon. And we've seen that year after year, and this year was no exception. We had a 61-year-old man who was in the fellowship hall, and he was trying to eat supper, and he got he couldn't eat, and he was weeping. And one of the pastors that had been dealing with him got him, took him outside the fellowship hall, one of the suppers this week. And that man, who had been raised in Catholicism, he trusted Christ as his personal Savior. And he came back into the fellowship hall, and I didn't say anything to him, but you could see that he had been crying. And he came to me at the end of the service, came straight to me at the door. And so we were in the service. He never moved in the service, but he came to me at the end of the door, and he said, I just got saved. And I say, hallelujah. Everything that makes it worthwhile. Everything that has been done, every gift that's been given, if just one, what would you give for a soul? And so hallelujah for that. And last year, in this same family, had a son saved. And then this year, this same family had a father-in-law saved. So salvation. What is Share-a-thon time? Share-a-thon time is a time of salvation. I preached a funeral for a man back just before Christmas. And at his funeral, I told about when he walked an aisle. And as an older man, a few years ago, he walked the aisle and trusted Christ as Savior. And that particular night, the altar was full of people that trusted Christ. So what is Sierrathon time? Sierrathon time is a time of salvation, and this year has been no exception. Also under the letter H, S-H, Sierrathon time, it's a time of help. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain help, mercy and find help in time of need. I rejoice that there's a whole lot of people got some help. I got some help. And I got some help. I saw the Lord do things and help our people. And there were missionaries that were at Sierrathon that got help. There were pastors at Sierrathon that got help. I'm talking about spiritually, but there were also some things that were done financially. There were some other folks got some help. And so I bless the Lord for that. When Brother Rudy was preaching, and he was asking a rhetorical question, but the way he did it, it caught me off guard. And he made the statement, said, is there anything more precious than the blood of Christ? Well, I was getting ready to say out loud, no, the blood of Christ is the most precious thing on earth. And somebody did say no. And Brother Rudy said, is there anything more precious than the blood of Christ? Yes. The church.
Hallelujah.
It stunned me. It absolutely stunned me that we had, I mean, I knew that he shed his blood for us. I knew that. And I knew that, I knew that. But I heard it again for the first time. Does that make sense? It dawned on me that how the Lord had done that. It was just an amazing thing that the Lord loved us more than the most precious thing in the universe, the Holy Blood of Christ.
Yeah.
And so, boy, I tell you, I got some help.
Mm-hmm.
I bless the Lord for that. So what is Sierrathon time? Sierrathon time this year was a time of salvation. It was also a time of help for the saints. We will have pledges this afternoon. We will have a rundown. We'll have testimonies of what and all the Lord did during Sierrathon. And so want folks to text in this afternoon and let us know. You can start now on the text line. That's the best way. If you don't text, you can call and have them to leave me notes for throughout the day for prayer time, what the Lord did. We want to know what the Lord did. And so if you would text us or call us, and then they'll make a journal of those things, because we want to testify what the Lord has done. And we'll have, of course, a complete financial reckoning, and if any pledges come in today or come in last night after church, then we will read those today and break levels and everything, you know, during prayer time, 5:15 till 6 or so. And so I invite you to join me then. But even though the halls are empty this morning, and even though the building looks very lonely, I can tell you, where else can a week last a lifetime? And Sierrathon is that. Sierrathon time, the week of Sierrathon, is a week that can last a lifetime.
Amen.
And we are certainly blessed. The visitation and presence of the Lord in the days of Sierrathon 2024. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, accept our gratitude as weak as it sounds. Accept our gratitude for what you have accomplished in the days of Sherathon. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.